1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
This morning we looked into the fact that God has a design, an order, and once the design and order are set, then motion begins. God designed the stars, hung them in the atmosphere, in the cosmos, and then once they were in order, he put them in motion. Sometimes in our own ministry, our own life, our own set of circumstances, because things are not in order, things we have no control over, don't worry about. God is in control of that. Just take concern and thought for what you can control. You can control your attitude. You can control your spending. You can bring your flesh under subjection. That's not God's job. That's our job. You can determine to be faithful. And that you have no control over, God has control over. Amen. But he has a design. And we must understand that God's will for us in these last days, he has a kind intention for us. Though we see disaster, tragedy, turmoil in the system of this world, that is not our portion. I said that is not our portion. In the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. While others are lacking joy, they are worried and concerned and stressed out. That is not my portion. I may be on the same job, but that's not my portion. Amen. I walk to the beat of another drum. I'm governed by another kingdom. My loyalties are to another king whose kingdom cannot be shaken. Amen. Whose economy cannot be shaken. Amen. The word is true still today. Give and it shall be given. Boy, it's getting quiet in here already. Help us, Holy Ghost. I said, give and it shall be given. We don't draw back. We are not them that draw back unto perdition. We are not them that draw back unto unbelief. We keep going. We keep moving. We keep pressing. We keep pushing. Because the word of God will prevail in your life. If you'll hold on to it and not let it go, it will prevail. Well, I've been waiting 20 years. Well, Abraham waited a long time too. But amen, at the appointed time. Look at somebody, tell them God's got an appointment with you. The problem is, in the process, we've not gotten what we can. We've not gotten it into order. We've let things go. And we've had this kind of perfunctory type of prayer and this kind of pipe dream of faith. No. There's something on your part. Someone wants to get healed, but you still have terrible eating habits. And you're eating a lot of stuff you know is hurting you, but yet you're praying that God will heal you. A lot of times all he says, stop eating all that. Stop eating that and you'll feel better already. Hello? Or the Holy Spirit tries to convict you of something and you resist him. But sometimes your breakthrough is right there when you yield. Everything can change. But there's a part that we play, and it's important. Understanding God's intention. God's intention for us in these last days, he has great plans. Tell somebody, God's got some great plans for you. Matter of fact, he goes as far as to say, your eyes haven't seen. Come on, your ears haven't heard. Neither has entered into your heart what God has planned for you who love him. Now that's contrary to what the world is saying. They don't see. They don't understand. They're not privy to what we see. See, God has revealed this unto babes, but it's hidden from the wise and prudent. As a matter of fact, God has taken wisdom from mankind now. I don't care what they do, they don't have answers anymore. It used to be at least we had some answers. We could put a Band-Aid on stuff. Today, they have no answers. They try something and it gets worse. They do all of this and it gets worse. It's destined to be destroyed. It's destined to be shaken. It's destined to fall. But not so with the kingdom. Tell somebody, I'm a kingdom child. Come on, I'm a citizen of a kingdom. Not made with hands. You see, we are born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. Amen. Anytime you see sons in the Bible, from the son of Adam called son, to angels called sons of God, to Jesus called sons, and then we are called sons. Adam was called sons because he was not born from a man's seed. He was born of God. Angels are called sons of God in different places. Why? Because they were not born of a seed. They were created by God's hand. Jesus is called the Son of God. Why? Because he was not born of a man's seed. And then we are called sons of God because we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the seed of the Word of God, not with man's hands, not of flesh and blood, but by the power of God, we've been born again. Therefore, we have an incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever. I'm born again forever. I don't plan on tasting death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For me to be absent from this body, don't cry for me because I'm in the presence of the Lord. Death has no hold on me. Death has no hold on you. You've been born again already. Eternity dwells in us. When we understand his design, when we understand his kind intention, when we understand his purpose, when we understand his processes, there's no room for fear. In Isaiah chapter 9, did I say chapter 9? Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 7, the word of God declares of the increase. Someone say increase. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Of the increase of his government, if I may, let me give you a little glimpse into eternity. You see, this life that we live right now in these bodies is just an earnest, a first fruits of the life that we will live. Heaven is not so much different than this life. It's an extension of this life. It's not going to be like you're going to be totally different when you get to heaven. No, you're going to be you. As a matter of fact, I read a testimony of a woman back in the 18th century that actually visited. God took her there. And the testimony was so believable because when she came back, the Lord told her the day that he would bring her home. And that day, she had her pastor and her family around her while she lay on the couch and they fellowshipped. And they knew that he was going to take her. And at the same hour, the same moment that she said, she lay and she fell asleep. And God brought her back home. But that validated her testimony. She said when she arrived in heaven, she still had earth thoughts. Things still kind of troubled her, amazed her. And an angel that was assigned to her walked her to a river and said, if you would kindly just step in. And she said, well, she still had earth thoughts. You know, what about my robe? And she thought, well, if I get into the river, you know, I could drown. I don't swim. And you know, what about my hair? I mean, she still had earth thoughts. And the angel just smiled and said, we don't do that here. So she stepped into the water and found out that the water was made of the same substance as the air. Everything was alike. Everything was made of the same thing. You know, in water here, you put your hand in it and you see a bend, you know, the water. But there was no refraction of light in that water. And as a matter of fact, when she went under, she could breathe. But the thing was, when she came out of the river, all of the earth thoughts had been washed away. That was her first experience entering into the gates. God washed away. You see, heaven is an extension of this life. That's why it's important to labor now and receive reward there. It's an extension. You'll still be learning there. It's not like you're going to know. You will know as you are known. And the reason being is there is nothing hidden. you'll see Paul walking, and you'll see him coming, and you'll know that's Paul. And you'll know everything about Paul. Because there's nothing hidden. And you'll be walking somewhere, and somebody from 2,000 years before your time will know you. Hey, Brother Dex. They'll know you. Ella Singletary, hey. Why? Because there is nothing hidden. What an amazing thing. There's nothing that defiles. She said she went, the angel took her to a tree, and there was such beautiful fruit. And she took a piece of fruit, and she bit into it, and the juice splashed and went down her mouth to her robe. And she thought, oh, no. But as it touched the robe, it just disappeared. Nothing defiles. The story goes on and on as God unfolded more and more of the mystery. And this is how our lives will be through eternity. God will reveal more and more of who he is. You see, of the increase of his government and of his peace, there'll be no end. We can't wrap our finite minds around that because we're limited. But your spirit man will bear witness with me. Your spirit man will start leaping. If you get your head out of the way and your memory don't block it and your experience has not got you on lock, your spirit will start to leap saying, yeah, that's true, that's true. See, the spirit that's in you, the spirit of the Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. The Holy Spirit knows the glories of heaven. He will show you of things to come. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, things you never even thought, things way back. He'll bring it to your remembrance. He'll show you of things to come. He was there. That's how we know. You know, I don't know in my mind, my natural mind, that these things be true, but I have a witness. You know, in Cleveland, they were saying a witness. No, they're not the witness. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, we have the witness. The one that was there, the one that is there, the one that is in the future already. We have the witness. That's why if we walk in the Spirit, not only is it a journey, but it's an extraordinary journey. If you walk in the Spirit, there's no way you can become bored. I don't understand bored Christians. In a sense, I do, because you're not in the Spirit. You're just looking at the natural aspect, the carnal side of things, and it's scary, it's frightening, it's oppressive, and it's boring. But oh, when you step into the Spirit realm, the realm of possibility, where there's nothing too hard for God, where God's given us promises, where God's given us assurances, and you start to believe and embrace those things, it'll take you on a journey. I can't speak for you, but I speak for myself today. There's nothing as difficult as some times in my life have been. There's nothing I would give for my journey.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 61 of Mega Grace. That's right, part 61. Today's message is entitled Grace the Enabler, Part 2. Sometimes our holdup in our personal lives is that God has designed something, but we haven't made it our priority. If there's no proper order, there's no movement. Grace is twofold: unearned, unmerited, undeserved favor, and at the same time, grace is the enabler. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.